英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, happy Mondays!
周一欢迎大家继续登录到我们的直播间，一起来收听今天的周一读美文。今儿我们为大家带来一篇俄国小说巨匠契诃夫先生的文章。
Yeah, Chekhov. I don't know if you have heard of him. I did, of course, heard of him, but I have to admit, I never ever read any of his stories up till now.
哎，可是啊，咱们的中国同学啊，应该是在读中学的时候，我们就已经读过契诃夫先生的《变色龙》啊、《套中人》啊等等，所以对他的作品其实我们一点也不陌生啊。契诃夫呢，被俄罗斯的这个托尔斯泰誉为是一流的幽默作家，一位文短气长的小说雕刻者，还是一位以描写日常生活见长的批判现实主义的艺术大师。你看，有众多的头衔。
Yeah, indeed. Like Chinese people seem to know like more Russian writers than we in Holland. Of course, I knew Tolstoy, but that is mainly because of my dad having a passion for Russia and everything Russian. So, yeah, in that sense. But, yeah, like, I love, like, exploring new stories, like, as I go here.
契诃夫呢是世界文坛上一位罕见的艺术家啊，一会儿在我们阅读他的作品当中呢，会为大家在具体的情景当中去介绍啊，他如何成为了世界级的小说巨匠和杰出的剧作家。那么今天我们带来这篇文章呢，叫做 The Lottery 啊，可以说是彩民必读。当然，我们日常生活中，我相信很多人其实也都买过彩票了，
yeah.
或者是曾经做过中彩票的梦。
Yeah, and if you haven't bought a lottery ticket or know someone who is buying lottery ticket, who of you have not thought about what you would do if you would won that lottery, right?
对，我觉得这也是一个很有话题的一个主题哈。我觉得同学们可以怎么说呢？同学们完全可以在直播间当中聊一聊哈，说一说。那你曾经想过中彩票的事儿吗？是不是曾经买过彩票啊？或者说，其实我们身边也有些人天天都买彩票。
Yeah.Like, I'm sure you all have something like that. Some dream you have to follow when you have the lottery money. Or maybe something you really want to buy when you have that lottery money. Or maybe you have friends who are always talking about that.
其实买彩票本身好像不是什么问题。但是你怎么看待买彩票这件事情，可能它就是一个问题了。
Definitely. Some people really see it as the main solution to all their problems. As one way to change their life, and with that, their entire identity.
今天带来这篇短文呢，经过我们的一些删减，以大量独白式的描写了什么呢？表现了中彩的希望，让一对小市民夫妻啊，由相爱到互相猜忌、憎恨，最后情感产生裂痕的一个过程。哎，你说这个买彩票怎么会这样呢？还能让关系恶化？
How can a lottery ticket cause that?
所以说呢，通过了这样的一篇传神而充满深刻洞察力的描写，作者呀是想揭示出一个时代的本质和人性的弱点，来启发我们思考了这个私心、私欲和你获取幸福生活之间有什么样的必然的联系。
Yeah, it turns out that for many people, just like the couple in this story that we're going to read,that you can actually have a problem extra instead of a problem less if you would win the lottery.
小说的结构是非常的紧凑了，情节呢也是跌宕起伏，极富艺术感染力。其实我们之前也不少读过这样的文章啊，契诃夫的用语啊尤其是言简意赅，简直就像在讲日常生活中的一些小故事，家常的发生一样。
Yeah, exactly. It's very recognizable, maybe.
经过我们的删减呢，今天为大家带来一个更加紧凑的版本。好，接下来我们就有请出 Nick 老师。
The Lottery Ticket, Pavlovich Chekhov. Ivan Dmitrich, a middle-class man who lived with his family,on an income of $1,200 a year and was very well satisfied with his lot, sat down on the sofa after supper and began reading the newspaper. I forgot to look at the newspaper today, his wife said to him as she cleared the table. Look and see whether the list of drawings is there. Yes, yes it is, said Ivan Dmitrich. But hasn't your ticket lapsed? No, I took the interest on Tuesday. What is the number, dear? Series 9499, number 26. All right, we will look. 9499 and 26. Ivan Dmitrich had no faith in lottery luck and would not, as a rule, have consented to look at the lists of winning numbers. But now, as he had nothing else to do, and as the newspaper was before his eyes, he passed his finger downwards along the column of numbers, and immediately, no further than the second line from the top, his eye was caught by the figure 9499. Unable to believe his eyes, he hurried, dropped the paper on his knees without looking to see the number of the ticket, and just as though someone had given him a douche of cold water, he felt an agreeable chill in the pit of the stomach, tingling and terrible and sweet. Masha, 9499 is there, he said in a hollow voice. His wife looked at his astonished and panic-stricken face and realized that he was not joking. 9499? She asked, turning pale and dropping the folded tablecloth on the table. Yes, yes, it really is there. And the number of the ticket? Oh, yes, there's the number of the ticket too. But stay, wait, no, I say wait. It is our series, said Ivan Dmitrich after a long silence.
听听 Nick 老师的朗读，就知道这篇文章里面有很多大量的对话。
Yeah, definitely, but he knows so well how to like read it. I'm always very impressed by that.
就是很多生活里的对白。同学们在直播间的互动也很踊跃，有的人说买过很多次，根本就忘记看，有的人说是中奖绝缘体，有的人说我从来不喜欢买彩票，也有的人说我想过100遍中彩票以后的生活。看来彩票跟我们的生活确实是息息相关了。
Definitely.
好，来看看今天的短文。
Ivan Dmitrich, a middle-class man who lived with his family on an income of $1,200 a year and was very well satisfied with his lot.
好，这一上来啊，就要介绍一下这主人公，他是什么样的家庭背景。首先我们来看这个词很有意思， middle class。
Yeah, middle class. Well, middle class people are not necessarily people who are very poor or very rich. Middle class people, they are the group of people in the society that has educated people in there with a job, but they're not incredibly rich. They need to work for their money too.
对了，他是穷人吗？不穷。Middle class, 字面意思是小康。那么就是说家当，这个家道啊，还是比较小康的，还是比较中产的，是这个怎么说条件不错的。每年啊他们家要花销多少呢？要花1200
1200 a year
卢布啊，他们家的 income 是这个情况。然后呢他对自己的命运啊什么的还挺满意的，哎，觉得自己的小生活过得还不错。
Yeah, he was very satisfied. He sat down on the sofa after supperAnd began reading the newspaper.
为大家解释一下，这个 lot 是什么意思？
Lot is the same as fate. It's the same as destiny. It's the same as like some system that some people believe in that controls your life.
有趣的是，这个 lot 它不是指的多，它指的是命运，一个人的命运。向来对自己的命运啊很满意，可以说 he was very satisfied with his lot. 好，这么样的一天呢，晚饭以后了。他就往这个沙发上一坐 sat down on the sofa after supper, 心满意足地开始读起报纸来。
I forgot to look at the newspaper today.
哎呀，他的妻子说哈，我今天忘了看报纸了。
His wife said to him as she cleared the table.
好，一边说一边做什么事情，一看在干嘛呢？在收拾饭桌啊，一看就是家庭的那种After supper time.
Yeah, after supper time, you know, you can imagine that the guy is sitting on the couch and the sofa and the newspaper. And of course, the woman cleaning up the table. So yeah, this story is rather old.
就是一个 regular family, yeah. 一个普通家庭的一个饭后的情景。
Look and see whether the list of drawings is there.
好，这个时候有人就发话了。妻子说，哎，你看看。 看那个上面有没有啊开彩的号码 The list of drawings.
Yeah, a drawing in a lottery is of course not that thing that you make with color pencils and it looks like a flower. No, of course not. A drawing in a lottery is the action of picking several numbers randomly out of a set of numbers. So you can imagine like a hat withall kinds of numbers in it, and you just pick out some numbers without looking at it. So, like, the numbers you draw is, like, the numbers that win. So, the whole action of you picking out the numbers out of the hat, that is a drawing.
哎，对了，这是专门的买彩票的术语啊。所以呢，妻子说让他看一看 ,the list of drawings is there. 有没有这个开彩的号码？就看了，有吗？
Yes!It is.
哎，有
said Ivan Dmitrich.
这个伊凡德米特里奇啊就回答到说
But hasn't your ticket lapsed?
Lapsed?
Well, lapsed is the same as 到期 So like it's like, it's not valid anymore. You cannot use it anymore because it has surpassed a certain date up to it was valid.
哦，就是到期了哈，哈。老师的汉语不错啊。
Oh, I'm trying so hard to study this difficult language, but...
Judy 老师的汉语比我们想象中好很多，她只是谦虚不说而已。
I'm trying my best.
你看，每次我说什么她都能听懂。Hasn't your ticket lapsed? 难道你的彩票没有到期抵押出去吗？啊，没有 lapsed 吗？
No, I took the interest on Tuesday.
没有啊，我周二呢还取过利息呢。Took the interest, 这里呢就不是兴趣了。
Yeah, to take the interest in something has several meanings, but in this story it means doing an activity that you enjoy doing. So she just regularly buys lottery tickets, she means with that, but she doesn't really have a specific day on which she does that. So like she now states, yeah, on Tuesday I was in the mood for it.
这彩票不错哈，很像现在理财基金了，哈哈，还能够取利息出来哈。Took interest on Tuesday. 没啊，没抵押出去啊，我还在呢。那你那多少号啊？
What is the number? Series 9499, number 26.
好，我们注意看这个彩票号，它是两个数字。第一是一个组号， Series 是组，我是9499组的。第26号。
All right, we will look. 9499 and 26.
于是他这个时候就在报纸上啊开始检查起来了。
Yeah, he's looking. Ivan Dmitrich had no faith in lottery luck and would not, as a rule.
对，他回答到太太说，好的太太，我现在就来查一查啊，就顺着这个报纸找 9499,26, 看在哪一行能看到。
Yeah, but he really had no faith in lottery luck. That means that he really did not believe that people could actually, you know, win a lottery, like, and especially not him, because he never had won the lottery anyways.
他是这么一类人，就是说我可以去买彩票，但是我不见得，我相信我自己会中，是吧？
Yeah, he had no confidence in it, that he did not really believe in it, that he would ever win the lottery.
哎，其实生活中我们也应该可以分为这几类人啊，有的人就是买彩票，他因为对彩票有很强烈的 faith。
Mm-hmm.
有很强烈的
A lot of people, they put everything they have on that lottery ticket.
对，有人买彩票是因为他完全相信自己肯定能中啊，这叫做一种迷之自信。当然也有可能中了的。有一部分人买彩票呢，觉得自己买着玩儿啊，中了更好，但是不见得会中，自己其实没有那么完全相信。那么他呢，可能就是属于后者 ，had no faith in something， 对某事儿呢。不是特别相信，完全全信那种。
Yeah. And he would not, as a rule, have consented to look at the lists of winning numbers.
但是呢 ,as a rule, 什么意思啊
?Well, as his principle, like, he would, like, usually not do that. Like, you can say, for example, well, for me, for example, me, as a rule, I don't eat pork because I am allergic to that. So that's my principle, so to say. Like, I don't do that. Like, so is he. Like, he's like, yeah, no, I just don't do that. But he makes an exception now.
这里 consent to do something, 就是说
to agree to do something.
答应了，答应了去看啊，虽然不相信带来什么好运啊，换了别的什么时间，说什么也不会去查他查的这种单子呢。他就觉得就说行吧，那就看一看吧。The list of winning numbers， 看一下那些得奖的号码单。现在呢，反正也无所事事。
As he had nothing to do. Yeah, he had nothing else to do. And as the newspaper was before his eyes.
再说了，这报纸就在眼前。
He passed his finger downwards along the column of numbers.
大家看这种细节描写，我们在报纸上对号的时候，是不是要伸出一根手指 ？Pass the fingers.
Yeah.
然后往下挨着挨着对着往下拉 ，pass his fingers downwards along 沿着 column of numbers. Column 就是那个。
Yeah, a series of short lines of numbers or of sentences or of words arranged one below another.
哎 ,column 就是栏
yeah,
号码栏
sort of list, so to say.
对我们说专栏 column, 就是一块一块的啊就沿着呀、啊、这个单子和报纸啊从上而下逐一的查对着彩票的组号。
Do you notice that his way of writing really makes you see the story happening, you know?
你看有没有注意到他的这种写法刻画就让你觉得眼前就有一幅这样的对彩票号码的画面出现了。
Yeah, very talented.
哎，这就是文学巨匠。
And immediately, no further than the second line from the top, his eye was caught by the figure 9499.
你看我们说什么东西赫然跳入了眼帘是怎么说的他说 no further than 离什么什么不比那个更远 and the second line from the top 那就是说从上往数的第二行就是说就在 no further than 就是离这个不远就在上面数起的第二行 his eyes was caught 他的眼睛突然间被一个东西吸引了也就是说赫然跳入眼帘那就是
by the figure 9499
这个号他看见了
unable to believe his eyes he hurriedly dropped the paper on his knees without looking to see the number of the ticket and just as though someone had given him a douche of cold water he felt an agreeable chillin the pit of the stomach, tingling and terrible and sweet.
你看看什么样的心情大家想一想如果此时此刻你看到了9499这个号码是自己买过的。
What would you do?
你会怎么样是不是不敢相信自己的眼睛啊
I think I would be like, nah, nice try, Judith, but you really did not win the lottery.
Judith 老师马上就安慰自己说 Judith,你还没这个好运呢。
Exactly, exactly. Just go to sleep or something. Like, you're probably tired. That's what I would think.
你真的会这么做
Yeah, man, I never win the lottery.
我觉得大多数的人可能会马上去对那个下一个票号看是不是自己的。但是这位先生啊，伊凡·德米克里奇呢，他的动作却是来不及对票号，这个时候，只是说 unable to believe his eyes. He hurried, 立即马上的 dropped the paper.把这个报纸啊往他的膝头上膝盖上一放 on his knees without looking to see the number of the ticket
yeah so he doesn't look at all at the number of the ticket like he doesn't look if the number of the ticket lottery ticket matches with the number in the newspaper
关键是他连票号都没有来得及看的情况下他就被一种什么呀就被一种喜悦给击中了
Yeah, just as though someone had given him a douche of cold water.
就像是有人啊，往他的肚子上泼了一瓢冷水一样。哎，中国人说泼冷水好像是指不好的消息哈。
嗯，
在契诃夫看来啊，这个泼冷水其实是一件好事儿，是吧？给人一激灵，让某人很惊喜。
Yeah, sort of...Something that refreshes you and something that really like makes you awake.
Right, surprise.
Yeah, indeed.
此时此刻他感到了什么呢?
He felt an agreeable chill in the pit of the stomach.
Agreeable, 哇，令人非常愉悦的凉意哈。
Agreeable is really like not really pleasurable, but you don't dislike it or something. So like it's yeah, sort of in between pleasurable and just normal.
这个 in the pit of the stomach.
Yeah, well, if you are very nervous, for example,You feel nauseous often, right? You feel not so nice in your stomach. That means, like, that place in where you feel certain emotions in your stomach, that is the pit of the stomach.
对，咱们这个翻译得很好啊，说呢，感觉到心窝窝里啊，有一股令人愉悦的凉意。这个时候还没有欣喜若狂，就是你在知道你可能会中，但是你并没有确定，你不想确定你是否中的时候，他体会了这样的一种愉悦感，就是心窝里一种令人愉悦的很好的感觉。同时他用了三个形容词来修饰，一个是
tingling
痒酥酥的
and terrible
又有点颤悠悠的
and sweet
又有点甜滋滋的。哎呦，我觉得这个翻译译文也非常的棒，原作者也写得很好。这个 tingling，
yeah， tingling is very like it's yeah tickling. It's a feeling that you feel very strong. It's like yeah a very strong weird feeling. It's a bit like tickling, like someone is poking you.
其实最快乐的事情不是说狂喜。
Yeah.
因为你狂喜过后很快你会陷入失落，最快乐的事情就像那个小学的时候啊，出去春游，等待着那个快乐，等待着，哎呦，春游这天到了，
嗯，
的时候你是最快乐的，就像此时此刻 tingling, terrible and sweet 这种感觉交杂在一起。
Masha 9499 is there, he said in a hollow voice.
他告诉妻子，他喊了他的名字，说玛莎有9499号，而此刻他用的是一种 hollow voice， 闷声闷气的声音。
Yeah, a hollow voice that is very empty, without emotion, like you are feeling, like you're feeling nothing when you are saying it. He was very, like as you can read, he was feeling many different kinds of emotions at the same time. So his voice was hollow, like very confused.
然后他的太太呢看着他是一种什么样的表情
?Astonished.
完全是惊愕的脸。
And she saw his panic-stricken face.
同时是脸色发白。
And realized that he was not joking.
看见他的样子，明白他不是开玩笑了。所以呢就赶紧就问到说
,9499?
是9499号吗
?She asked, turning pale.And dropping the folded tablecloth on the table.
这个时候妻子的神色也变了啊，脸色发白不说嘛，然后赶紧把那个叠好的桌布啊就放在了桌上 folded 叠好的 tablecloth 啊，已经赶紧放下手里的活儿，开始关注这件事情了。
Yes, yes, it really is there.
没错没错，当真有的。
And the number of the ticket?
哎，那票号呢？票号呢？
Oh, yes, there's a number of the ticket, too. But stay, wait, no, no, I say.
哦，对了，哦，对对对，还有票号哈。啊，不过先别忙，别忙，啊，先不看怎么样。No, I say, 先不看怎么样。
He really doesn't want to see the number.
有的时候你都到了这种节骨眼上了，你反而不想去知道这个结果了。
Yeah, he just wants to stay in that illusion of the possibility of winning the lottery, I guess.
就是在有 possibility 的情况下，最想，最快乐。
Mm-hmm.
你要是真正知道结果了，你不见得有这么快乐了。Mm-hmm. 好，我们继续。
It is our series...
真的是有我们的组号啊，这真的是我们的组号9499
said Ivan Dmitrich after a long silence.
当然他是在沉默很久以后才说的。
So, there is a probability that we have won.
那就是说我们是有可能。There is a probability, 可能性我们会中彩的，对不对？
It's only a probability,But there it is.
哎，尽管只是个可能，但是毕竟大有希望呀。
Well, now look, said his wife.
妻子就一直在催促他说，那你看呢，你快看看票号啊。
Wait a little, I say. What if we really have won?
哎，你等会儿吧，你听着，我意思是说呀，要是我们真的中了彩，那会怎么样啊？
Replied Ivan Dmitrich.
哎，伊凡·德米特里奇就这么问妻子。
The husband and wife began laughing and staring at one another in silence.
这个时候情况就变了。首先，丈夫和妻子一起大声笑了起来。然后呢，在一片的寂静当中，他们凝视着彼此。
The possibility of winning bewildered them.
Bewilder 是这个剧中的一个关键词。
Yeah.
大家知道是什么意思吗？
Well, to make very confused. So they were bewildered by the idea of winning the lottery. That means they were super confused. Like, huh?This doesn't happen to us. Like, we normally never win the lottery, and now we did? Are you joking? This is weird. This can't be real.
Bewilder 这个词的意思呢，是迷惑。
Yeah, they are made confused by something.
但是它又不是一般的迷惑，一个比较大的迷惑。
Yeah, 此时此刻, very much bewildered.
啊，此时此刻，中彩的那种可能性呢，迷惑了他们。啊，他们在一片寂静当中凝视着彼此，就开始想了，考虑的这中奖以后的生活了。
If we have won, Ivan Dmitrich said, why, it will be a new life. It will be a transformation.
此时此刻，伊凡先生说，如果我们中了彩，那可是崭新的生活啊， a new life.It will be a transformation. 我们以前学过这个词了，彻头彻尾的啊，时来运转的大改变。
The ticket is yours.
听着，彩票是你的。
But if it were mine, I should, first of all, of course, spend 25,000 on real property in the shape of an estate.
好，当然，首先要明确，这票呢，是太太的彩票。
Yeah, it's his wife's lottery ticket. His wife bought it.
还分得很清楚哈。他就说，首先这票是你的，如果是我中了，那我肯定第一件事情要干的就是要花 25,000, 先花上个25,000来买一份啊，类似庄园那样的 real property, 就是不动产，包括像这个
Estate.
也是房产的意思。
Yeah, an estate is a very large area of land with like a fancy house on that, you know, like a white, like big building, like a villa, you know, like, yeah, that is something we all dream of course.
别野，哈，开玩笑哈，别墅，哈，庄园，别墅，啊，estate. Real property 就是真房产，先买房。
10,000 on immediate expenses.
一万块用于什么呢 ?immediate expenses, 用于那些一次性的开销。
Yeah, these are immediate expenses are like things you just have to buy directly when you buy like new house, such as new furnishing, traveling, paying debts, and so on.
还包括什么呢 ?new furnishing, 要添置一些新家具。
Yeah.
还要外出旅游 ,traveling。另外还要还债。Paying debts and so on, 挨个都得用了。
The other 40,000, I would put in the bank and get interest on it.
余下的四五万吧，全部存进银行吃利息。Get interest on it. 此时此刻的这个 interest 仍然是利息之意。
Yes, an estate that would be nice, said his wife.
妻子这个时候也应和道说，是啊 ,an estate.买个庄园，哎，这是个好主意。
Sitting down and dropping her hands in her lap.
此时她已经不再擦桌子了，索性就坐下来，把双手啊放在膝盖上啊，两人就开始这么浮想联翩起来了。
Pictures came up in Ivan Dmitrich's imagination.
这个短语写得很好，叫 pictures came up.
Yeah, so he was seeing it all in front of him, just like he was watching a movie. He imagined his life changing by winning the lottery.
Came up 就是出现了。那 pictures 就是些头脑当中的画面，慢慢的就一幅又一幅的出现了，那就是汉语所说的浮想联翩开始了。
Each more gracious and poetical than the last.
每一幅比另一幅更诱人， more gracious. 你看多么的诱人，同时
poetical,
更富于诗意。
Yeah, so you know, like a field with roses and like a nice ship in the backyard and like all kinds of very romantic ideas he had.
大家觉不觉得这人类的想象力啊，哎呀，那真是世上一绝。
Someone's imagination is the most powerful tool you can have, like,
当然
seriously.
也是我们最有力的武器之一。这个想象力能强到什么样的地步啊？能够让我们几乎不会现实生活了。
Exactly.
有的人在想象当中能够过完一生，也是不得了啊，也是一种能力啊。
And in all these pictures, he saw himself well-fed, serene, healthy, felt warm, even hot.
好，大家注意啊。契诃夫的文笔此时此刻开始展现了，在描写一个人的想象力的时候啊，他是怎么来写的呢？在所有的这些画面里，他都发现自己 well fed, 大腹便便啊，吃得很好。
Yeah.
Serene, 心平气和。
Yeah, very calm, very peaceful.
Healthy, 身强力壮。
Felt warm, even hot.
感到温暖，哎呀，甚至有点嫌热了。
He dozed sweetly, thinking of nothing.
Dozed, 打瞌睡，舒舒服服地打着盹儿。怎么说？ Thinking of nothing, 万事都不想。
And feeling all over that he need not go to the office today, tomorrow, or the day after.
整个身心 all over, 他都感觉到啊。
Yeah. He felt it until his toes, from his toes to his head.
从头到脚趾头他都能感觉到，整个身心都感觉到，不管今天明天还是后天不用去上班了。
Yes, it would be nice to buy an estate, said his wife.
对呀，妻子说，买上一座庄园就好。
Also dreaming,
也开始在幻想了。
And from her face, it was evident that she was also enchanted by her thoughts.
从她的表情和脸色你也可以知道她都想得痴迷了。好，来看这个词很好， enchanted.
Yeah, enchanted by her thoughts. It is as if someone had like mesmerized her, as if her thoughts put a spell on her. She could not think about anything else.
哎，这一段当中呢，我们做了一些删减哈。其实契诃夫的原文当中还写了更多。
Like unfortunately we had to cut some parts out because like the way Chekhov described like how this couple was thinking about what they would do with this money is very very good to read. But unfortunately because of time we had to kind of skip that part.
对，他讲到说，你看哈，我要去采蘑菇，
yeah.
我要去割草。我要等太阳西下，拿着浴巾和肥皂去走到岸边的更衣房，不慌不忙地脱衣服，然后长时间地搓澡，然后跳进水里，然后水里有小鱼游来游去，有绿色的水草，喝完澡就喝奶茶，吃奶油鸡蛋甜面包，晚上去散步，然后跟邻居们玩，怎么怎么样的，挺多的一系列。
It is all descriptions of a sort of life that he now totally does not have.
大家读到这些文字的时候觉得一点也没有 exaggeration, 对吧？我们也想过自己中奖后的生活。
Yeah, we also want that what he described. So it's pretty, like, it's not his problem or something that he thinks like this. No, he's like, yeah, just being like happy even in his fantasy world.
对呀、啊，他想了很多的细节，比如说啊，这个是吧，喝一杯伏特加，然后呢，小孩子们从菜园子里跑回家，又拖来了胡萝卜和青萝卜、
嗯，
还带着泥土味儿。然后他开始往沙发上一躺，翻着画报，然后把画报往台上一合，解开坎肩上的扣子，又舒舒服服的睡觉了。 这些细节全都有，很丰富，大家可以去看原作啊。
Ivan Dmitrich stopped daydreaming and looked at his wife.
刚才一系列都叫做 daydreaming， 就是白日梦啊。他这个时候呢 stopped， 收住了脚，然后看看妻子说
I should go abroad, you know, Masha.
哎，玛莎你知道吗，我应该呀要出国旅行。
He said, and he began thinking how nice it would be in late autumn to go abroad somewhere.To the south of France, to Italy, to India.
啊，他开始构想深秋的时候出国，去法国的南部，看薰衣草庄园。
I went there once. Oh, it's a paradise. Seriously, like Bordeaux, it's a city in the south of France. It's so pretty there. And the sea is so pretty. Like
波尔多庄园，喝红酒。
Also that. But when I was there, I was like too young to drink. So.
啊，然后呢，要去意大利。
Also beautiful.
还要去印度。
India. Yeah, magical country as well.
是吧？
I should certainly go abroad too, his wife said.
妻子也说，那我也得出国。
But look at the number of the ticket.
行了，你快看看票号吧，行不行？
Wait. He walked about the room and went on thinking.
别忙啊。再等等啊，你急什么呢？此时此刻我们的伊凡先生还在什么呀，还在先别看票号啊。其实他这个想法呢也还是怎么说呢，也比较明智，可以沉浸在快乐当中一会儿。
It occurred to him, what if his wife really did go abroad with him?
哎，他现在来根本就顾不上看票号，因为他还在想着一系列啊，他的这个思绪啊，大家，我们此时此刻作为旁观者的时候，我们来看，我们自己在揣摩未来的时候，也有这样一系列的思路，不仅有好的，还有不好的，还有安排了事情的有机的发展。你比如说，他在房里踱来踱去，暗自思量，突然脑子里 occurred to him 冒出一个念头，他想到说
What if his wife really did go abroad with him?
如果妻子当真也要跟他一块出国，那怎么办？
It is more pleasant to travel alone.
毕竟要一个人出国旅游，那才惬意呀。他跟来干嘛呢？
Ivan Dmitrich imagined his wife in a train with a multitude of parcels, baskets, and bags.
啊，他想到说，哎呀，这妻子带着无数多的 a multitude of、
yeah.
无数多的 parcels 小包裹
yeah like all kinds of things all kinds of bags and like yeah just a lot of like things that you buy on the way
baskets 很多的提篮、啊、带着包裹大包小包的各种袋子进了车厢
she would be sighing over something
sigh over something 就是说对什么东西啊叹气
yeah it's likeLike that. Like, if someone makes a remark that she didn't like, it's like, or some noisy children in the train, maybe, she'll be like, like that.
各种长吁短叹啊，她可能要叹气了。
Complaining that the train made her head ache.
哦，要抱怨了。哎呀，一路上啊，这车真是累得她头疼。
That she had spent so much money.
哎呀，要抱怨出一趟门怎么花那么多钱。
At the stations,He was continually to be having to run for boiling water, bread and butter.
然后呢，每到一个停车站，完了，伊凡先生自己吧，就还得亲自跑下车去弄点开水呀、啊，买点加热的面包、火腿肠啊和矿泉水啊之类的。跟咱生活也差不多啊，跟那个时候19世纪俄国，跟、
yeah.
现在生活也差不多。到了下了站还得去弄这些。
He thought to himself,
好，暗自思量叫 think to oneself.
What is the use of her going abroad?
她何必出国呢？你看这一趟，她有什么，是吧？
Yeah, what does she want? What does she want there?
她出什么国呢？
She would shut herself up in the hotel.
对吧？她在那边能见什么世面呢？ What does she want?她有什么可去的必要呢
？Yeah, but why does she need to go abroad?
对吧？她的唯一的好处就是 shut herself up in the hotel， 把她自己关在旅馆里歇着，还不放我离开她一步。
and not let me out of her sight.
Let someone out of the sight, 就是不让某人离开某人的视野。
I know.
对，意思就是说呢，怎么着？意思就是说
I'm certain that she won't leave me alone.
对呀，那我怎么自己出去逍遥呢？
Yeah, she wouldn't let me go outside without like her taking her.
他把我看得那么紧，我怎么出去好好玩呢？那我这出国这一趟不白出了吗？是不是？
Yeah.
哎，他想的吧，还挺多的啊。你看，还说什么？你看我妻子吧，肯定原作里就说啊，说你看我妻子肯定舍不得去餐厅。
Yeah.
啊，因为餐厅太 expensive.
She doesn't want to go to any restaurant.
对，然后我花每一分钱，他都要管。是吧？你想啊，因为彩票是他的呀，不是我的呀，对不对？
Yeah, because the lottery ticket is hers, not mine. So she wouldn't let me spend one dime on it. She would save everything. She is so stingy.
哎呀，想到这里呢，他还不禁烦恼了起来。
Yeah, he kept on thinking bad things about her. And for the first time in his life, his mind dwelt on the fact that his wife had grown elderly.And plain,
平生第一次，他呀开始注意到他的妻子啊老了。这句话是这么写的 ：His mind dwelt on the fact. Dwelt 本来是栖息的意思 ，dwelt on the fact. 你的思绪放在某些事实上了。
Yes, if your mind dwells on something that you spend a lot of time thinking about that thing.So he was spending like a lot of time and like thoughts about the fact that his wife had grown elderly and plain.
从来没有这样清晰地注意到这样的一个事实，就是说他的妻子 had grown elderly, 老了，并且
plain,
丑了，很一般般了。
Yeah, and that she was saturated through and through.With the smell of cooking.
Saturated, 就是被渗透，被全身都被渗透着。
Yeah, that her whole body was full.
渗透着什么呢？ Through and through, 渗透透透的了。有一种啊，厨房里的油烟味。
Yeah, with the smell of cooking. You can imagine if someone is cooking all day, then someone smells like cooking.
哎呀，开始嫌弃了啊，有点那意思。然后而他
,while he,was still young,
他还如此的年轻
fresh,
健康
and healthy,
精力充沛
and might well have got married again,
哪怕是再结一次婚也不成问题
His wife's face too, struck him as repulsive and hateful.
他太太此的那个脸啊，此刻看上去啊 struck him, 就是击打到他了。
Yeah, made him think in a certain way.
让他觉得非常的 repulsive, 非常的
yeah,
怎么说
?disgusted.
非常的面目可憎。
Yeah, something that is repulsive is very unpleasant. So unpleasant that you, like, if you look at it, you feel sick to your stomach.
And hateful, 令人讨厌的。
Anger surged up in his heart against her.
莫名其妙的。哎呀，这个怒气啊，就窝着一肚子火 ，anger surged up， 就冲上来了。这个火气和愤怒啊，慢慢的、慢慢的啊，就积聚起来了，在他的 heart， 在他的内心里 ，against her。
And he thought malignantly, she knows nothing about money.
这个词 malignantly， 这个词的意思是那种比较邪恶的。
Yeah, malignantly. It means like in a cruel and unkind manner.
一种邪恶的幸灾乐祸的一种心情。
She knows nothing about money, and so she is stingy.
她对钱的事一窍不通，所以才那么吝啬 ,stingy, 抠门的。
Yeah, if someone is stingy, someone is really not willing to spend or give,or use a lot of money, like someone is like saving every single coin. If she won't want it, she would give me 100 rubles and then put the rest away under lock and key.
要是她真中了彩啊，顶多给我100卢布啊，这个
rubles, rubles,
卢布了，顶多给我100，其余的全部 under lock and key, 全部都锁起来了。
Yeah, everything locked away, under lock and key. Something that is hidden under lock and key is put away in a safe or like in a prison, so to say. You can say like someone in a prison is put away under lock and key.
前面的那些美好的想象，此时此刻呢，全部变成了一种莫名的怨愤啊，和一种憎恨。
And he looked at his wife, not with a smile now, but with hatred. She glanced at him too.And also with hatred and anger. She had her own daydreams, her own plans, her own reflections. She understood perfectly well what her husband's dreams were. She knew who would be the first to try to grab her winnings. Her husband understood her look. Hatred was steering in his breast. And in order to annoy his wife, he glanced quickly at the fourth page on the newspaper and read out triumphantly,Series 9499, number 46, not 26.
好啊，伊凡先生呢不仅想到了妻子不让他花钱啊，会把钱锁起来，他还想到了 妻子家那些什么呀，他会把钱藏起来，而且要去周济他娘家的那些亲戚，那些 relatives.
Yeah.
然后他立即又想起他那些亲戚们啊，那些兄弟姐妹啊，叔伯姨婶啊。
He's thinking like, oh, they're all vultures. They're all like out there to get me.
对呀、啊，一听说他中了奖，肯定会上门啊，像叫花子那样死气白赖的缠着要钱，然后堆出一脸的媚笑虚情假意一番，啊，说哎呀，可怜又可憎的人们啊，给他们钱吧，他们要了还要。不给吧，他们就会咒骂无事生非，盼着你倒霉。
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
所以他就想起了这些，然后特别难受哈、啊，想到这些，觉得都是些小人。
Yeah, he really starts disliking everything about his wife, including her family.
此时此刻，他已经没有了笑容。
And he looked at his wife, not with a smile now, but with hatred.、
啊、他已经是怀着憎恨望着他的妻子。
She glanced at him too.
他的妻子此刻呢也抬眼看着他。
And also with hatred and anger.
同样是怀着那种憎恨和 气愤啊。好像
She had her own daydreams.
哦，他也有着自己的七彩的梦幻。
Her own plans. Her own reflections.
他自己的计划和他自己的主意 reflections.
She understood perfectly well what her husband's dreams were.
她十分清楚她丈夫梦想的是什么。
She knew who would be the first to try to grab her winnings.
她也清清楚楚地知道谁会第一个伸出爪子来抢夺她的彩金。你看，读到这里我们会发现，金钱已经开始在离间两个、yeah.或者是一个比较亲密的关系了。
Exactly, in a very close relationship, like even like the idea of money alone is like breaking that relationship.
此时此刻已经在各自为战了。
Yeah.
谁占多少钱，谁分多少钱，已经是进入了这样的一个阶段了。
Her husband understood her look. Hatred was stirring in his breast.
你看，虽然是大家面不改色心不跳，一片激情中，其实情况和气场已经发生了变化，她的丈夫也明白她的这个眼神，同时呢，憎恨是在她的胸中翻滚 ，hatred or stirring 就是各种翻搅、翻滚，在她的胸中。
And in order to annoy his wife, he glanced quickly at the fourth page on the newspaper and read out triumphantly.
而他现在却产生了一种心情，就是要故意气一气他的妻子，必须要跟他作对。
Series 9499, number 46.
Annoy his wife, 让某人生气。所以说他飞快地瞧了一眼第四版的报纸 ,glanced quickly at the fourth page on the newspaper, 然后有一种得意洋洋的 triumphantly,、
yeah.
取胜般的。
Series 9499, number 46, not 26.
得意洋洋地大声宣告9499组46号不是26号。
So, they did not win the lottery at all. All that fighting for nothing.
后面呢，契诃夫还写了一小段说希望与憎恨二者顿时消失了。伊凡·德里特米奇和他的妻子立刻感到他们这住房是那么的阴暗、窄小、低矮。他们刚吃过的晚饭没有填饱肚子，腹部很不舒服，而秋夜漫长，令人烦闷。鬼知道是怎么回事，伊凡·德里特米奇说，开始耍起性子，不管你踩在哪儿，脚底下尽是纸片、面包渣、瓜果壳，屋子里从来不打扫，弄得人家只想离家逃走，真见鬼。我这一走啊，碰到第一棵杨树，我就上吊。
Yeah.
这就是一个真正的结尾了。
The end, oh no. Ah, well, money doesn't really make you happy, does it?
哎呀，这个故事，契诃夫的这么一番笔墨的描写写作，大家听下来都觉得有些意思。
Definitely, like, I thought the whole idea of this story is quite, like, original, I think. It really, like, shows that it shows a lot of things, actually, if you think about it. It shows on one side, of course, that money isn't everything, that money can make a lot of, like, very good relationships and intimate relationships, like husband and wife, can break that, basically. But it also shows that hardship, that poor, being poor actually brings people together, like, that because they shared, like, hardship, this man and this woman were together, but if they were, like, rich and having a very comfortable life, they might not be a couple at all.
人们都说，中国人说同甘共苦，你看这俩人能共苦，但是不能同甘。
Exactly that.
有的人可以一起同甘，但是不能一起共苦。
Yeah.
这是有意思。这个小说啊，其实启示了我们，就是说彩票它代表的是金钱 ,money, fortune. 私下了照在家庭关系，比如说像爱情关系啊、夫妻关系和亲戚关系上那种温情默默的面纱，一下给你撕开了。
Yeah.
都是表面的和谐，就是显示了人和人之间赤裸裸的那种利益关系和金钱关系。
Yeah.
批判了的是当时俄国社会19世纪的时候那种时代的本质，就是大家就是其实就只爱钱。
I mean, of course, this story doesn't mean that we cannot fantasize about how it would be like to win the lottery, right? Daydreaming and imagining things like that can be actually quite fun, as long as you don't really do it just only for yourself. Because I think actually Ivan here is pretty selfish, isn't he? Like, he really thinks only about himself.
我们准备来读大家的评论了哈，看看大家此时此刻读完以后、听完以后会有些什么样的感慨。啊，有人说了，李银说，应该是钱给了彼此机会，人的本质就是这样。啊，有的人说是贪婪而自私。然后呢，杰克布说，这下好了，一个子儿没中到，结果婚姻还破裂了。这个小说就是镜子，也是我们今天生活的镜子。它是告诉我们说，人和人之间除了金钱之外，还有温情，还有爱。我们的生活固然离不开金钱 money， 但是你又不能仅仅为了这个东西自私自利，不顾亲情、爱情和友情。
Definitely not because of money. You should definitely not like ignore those you love and like just be nice, like just be nice to each other and like yeah, don't forget love.
还有就是说你想 daydreaming 白日梦，想过上美好的生活，这也没错。
Exactly, daydreaming is the best thing you can do. Like, it's fun, it's a lot of fun.
但你别想到影响自己的现实生活了，因为那些事还没发生呢。
It's called daydreaming for a reason. It's not like day reality, right? So, like, yeah, just keep it with that. Like, it's okay.
还是生活中还是要老老实实的诚实劳动。不要有那种靠极端的投机去过上好生活的侥幸心理，往往都是靠不住的。
Yeah. Like, actually, if you think about it, it's quite weird, right? You just buy one lottery ticket and then suddenly you have a lot of money and like, yeah, it's a very strange concept, I think. Like, you don't really work for it, but like, still you deserve it or something. So, it's pretty strange in my head.
对呀、啊、从另外一个侧面我们也可以看到，如果说你真的中了彩票， money can buy you a new personality, a new life. 钱可能会真的会让你完全变了一个新的人、yeah. 或者是给你带来新的生活，但是你一定要注意， this can be dangerous. 这可能很危险。
Definitely, it can be very dangerous and very harmful, especially to those you love and with that to yourself.
它可能会破坏你生活当中最值得珍视的东西。
Yeah.
可能是你的发展技能的能力。
It can break your ways of developing yourself.
对，可能是发展你自我的能力，或者是说可能是让你去珍惜，或者说珍惜那种更真实的东西的能力。
Yeah, and it can make you very, very arrogant as well.
所以幸福不在于物质财富的多寡，更在于你的心灵感受。
Yeah.
是吧？哎，今天的这个故事我们再来看一下大家还有什么要说的 comments.
Too much money is not a good thing. Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I always spend money. That's what I say to myself when I spend too much money on Taobao. I say, oh no, too much money is not a good thing anyways.
对，就是私心要有，有同学说嘛，但是呢不要动不动全是私心，什么东西都为自己着想啊，钱是我的，他又的分我一点了，怎么怎么着了，这样的。这不自己把自己给困住了吗？啊，徐森吧，说人的一生都是在和人性的弱点做斗争。
Definitely.
啊，每个人都有自己的想法和打算，真的有要钱都有自己的小算盘，多多少少都会有摩擦和碰撞。有人说双十一啊，抽了个1000块钱
yeah,
激动的都不行不行的。
I know what you feel.
对、
oh, wow.
就是这故事就是告诉我们对这个金钱这个东西它有一个比较正确的看法和态度、啊
yeah.
不要因此而发狂了、
yeah.
好，今天的美文就是这样了，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢朱莉老师，下次见。
Thank you.